Chapter 3 I think we need a holiday. We're going to Belle Reve. We have a house there, Father said. We went to Belle Reve. I went for a walk in the valley. It was so beautiful. It made me feel much better. But when we got home again, it rained. I felt sad again. I went to the mountains. They are beautiful. They'll make me feel better, I thought. I climbed the mountains. The monster was there. Go away! I'll hurt you! I shouted. I tried to chase the monster, but he was much faster than me. Monster, leave me alone! I'm not a monster. There is a cave over there. Come and sit by the fire. I'll tell you about my life, he said. I went with the monster to the cave. I was worried. I knew it had killed William. The cave was very big. There was a fire in the middle. We sat by the fire. The monster started talking. He told me what he had done since he left my house at the university. I was very confused. I didn't know why you made me, said the monster. The monster hadn't had a childhood. He hadn't learned like children did. I made him with a brain. He was very smart. You ran away. I left the house. I ran to the countryside. It was very scary. I had to learn about the world. I learned the difference between light and dark. I learned about warm and cold. I learned about hunger and thirst. I found a fire. I sat next to it. The light was nice. It was warm. I liked being warm. I touched the glowing embers. They burned my hand. I was upset. I learned that the fire kept burning when I put more wood on it. I learned that fire cooks food, said the monster. I looked at the fire in the ice cave. It was a good fire. The monster said, I went to find food. I found a hut. I went inside. There was an old man in the hut. He screamed and ran away. He ran away just like you did. I went to the village to find food. The villagers all ran away. They screamed. I wanted to hide. I didn't go near people. I found a small hut to sleep in. It was next to a cottage. There was a crack in the wall. I could see into the cottage. There was a young man, a young woman, and an old man inside. They were all unhappy. I didn't know why. I watched them for a long time.
Did you find out why they were unhappy? I asked.
They were poor. I stole food from them. I made them poorer. I felt guilty. I stopped stealing their food. I went into the forest at night. I got wood for them to use for their fire. I left it by their door every night, said the monster.
How did you learn to speak? I asked.
I listened to the three people. They made strange sounds. I tried to match the sounds they made with their actions. I learned their names. The young man was called Felix. The young woman was called Agatha. I learned to speak. It took a long time, said the monster.
What did you learn next? I asked.
I learned I was ugly. I watched Felix and Agatha. They looked beautiful. I looked at myself in a pool of water. I was shocked. I didn't look like them. I looked ugly, said the monster.
How long did you stay in the hut? I asked.
I stayed in the hut all winter. They didn't know I was there. It was warm and dry.
I started to love the three people in the cottage, replied the monster.